Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No. Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Hey, welcome to Saturday Night. It's Kevin McCullough live from New York. We're always very busy on these Saturday evenings. And for the last number of years, in this second hour, we have enjoyed a little feature called the Ladies Lounge. In fact, it's become one of the most addicted segments that people request on the show over the last number of years. And here's how it started. A number of years ago, I was doing late night radio for a news talk station here in New York, and I noticed that in my field, in the area of talk radio, we are male dominant in the audience. Most of the hosts in the industry are male, and they tend to very much minimize, even sometimes in the cable news arena, the voices and opinions and talents and perspectives of women. So I thought, well, why not shine a shining light on voices that I think are important and ones that I would like to see have more of a spotlight and a platform? So I kind of became an advocate for those voices, even before there was anything called Me Too or any of these other things that are out there. I believe that women have a lot to contribute in my own life. My lovely bride is one of the driving forces of what keeps me where I need to be. So this is something that's very practical in my household as well. My guest tonight, I'm very excited about, because we've been friends, I would guess, going on 5, 6, 7 years now. We have spent a very limited amount of time together, but we share a lot of perspective and opinion back and forth on social media and in text and so forth. You may know her parents. You probably know her grandparents. She is the granddaughter of the evangelist Dr. Billy Graham and the daughter of Franklin Graham, and her name is Cissy Graham Lynch, and she joins us for the first time here on Saturday evenings. Cissy, welcome. It is good to have you in the Ladies Lounge.
Kevin, thanks for having me tonight. You know, you're mentioning how long we've known each other. I was trying to think about that this week, preparing for this. I think we met at the Soul Surfer debut. I can't even remember what year it's about.
Yeah.
But it's definitely been more than 7 years because I didn't have kids back then. So it's been a while.
And how old is your oldest now?
She's 7.
Okay. Well, ours is 10, and he might have been here at that time. I'm not sure. But I'm glad you brought up that night because we're going to get to that. There's a bunch of things that I didn't tell you I'm going to ask you about. And it's always fun to, like, see the surprising answers that people give us.
Oh, boy, now you got nervous thinking what's coming.
People may know that you spoke at the Republican convention this year and that you've been an outspoken supporter of Donald Trump. In fact, I think you may have been part of the Women for Trump organization. I'm not sure. But I know that you've been a part of the president's faith-based efforts, and you were in the Rose Garden on the National Day of Prayer and some other things. And it would be easy to talk to you about politics the whole time, but I think my people will be very interested in getting to know who Cissy Graham Lynch is. So let me start with some fun stuff about your own background.
You might tell me stuff I don't know. So,
how old were you when you first realized that your granddad was Dr. Billy Graham, Dr. Billy Graham, not just granddad?
You know, I don't know an exact time, and people have asked me that question quite a bit in interviews, but it was this year that I realized I could remember him speaking for the first time. And that's when my dad was coming up to New York City to do the Easter special during COVID. And he did the Easter message from Central Park. And when I started thinking about that, I said, I can remember the first time in my memory that I can recollect going to my grandfather's crusade, and that was in New York City in Central Park. And I think I was only like 5 years old at the time. And I remember driving up to the park wondering, what in the world? Why are all these people here to hear Daddy Bill? That's what we would call my grandfather, Daddy
right.
Bill. So this year I realized that it was at that crusade in New York City. It was the first time I probably realized something. There's a little something different about him.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I was not, of course, a family of anyone that was well known, but I've been around lots of celebrities and people that had platforms and visibility. And it's always kind of an interesting thing to see when the awakening happens, like, oh, I'm related to so and so, and they do things that people pay attention to. And I've always wondered, because your grandfather had such an impact on people, and staying in the political arena for a second, he was not really overtly, outwardly political much at all. In fact, he had a relationship, I believe, with every living president, maybe up until or maybe through the Obama administration. I know that he had met Mr. Trump, but I'm not sure if they had a relationship. But when you traverse that level of high degree of, I don't know, important people, I'm just curious how that impacts like everything around them in their universe, including their parenting and their grandparenting and kind of, and you guys have a huge family. I mean, you've got, cousins that opposed President Trump in the election. So I'm sure that Thanksgiving and family times are very interesting, kind of like the Baldwin brothers. When I used to work with Stephen, you know, you'd always get the question, what's Thanksgiving like? But, how do you think that impact of your grandfather having that kind of reach with all the world leaders and with all the people that sought him out for advice, how do you think that influenced what your family has become and what they do now?
You know, I always think when I look at my grandfather, you know, people think of Billy Graham on the big stage or those pictures and images with queens or leaders or presidents. That's not the image I have.
Right.
Grandfather. I think about at home and his home in the mountains of North Carolina. And I really think about Thanksgiving a lot. That was my favorite holiday growing up. My family spent.
Still is mine, proudly.
I think we spent almost every Thanksgiving, my family, my Aunt Anne, and Graham Lotz's family, with my grandparents. And at the end of my grandparents' lives, more and more people would come around Thanksgiving. But to me, that was what I missed the most. I missed the normal moments of life. It was never about Billy Graham. It was always just Daddy Bill. When you walked into the room at his cabin in the mountains of North Carolina, he would light up.
Hmm.
You were like the only person in the room, and he wanted to hold your hand and talk about how you're doing. And that's what I miss. And that was how I grew up. We never thought we were something special, being a Graham. I grew up also in the mountains of North Carolina on a small farmhouse and went to public school my whole life. My mom, if we ever thought we were something special, my mama would knock us down and say, yeah, you're not anything special. So I just didn't grow up that way, thinking just because of the last name Graham, we were any different from anybody else.
Sure. No, well, and that's tremendous. I mean, your parents gave you a great gift in kind of instituting that humility into who you are. I am curious as to the dynamic. And we'll get into your life a little bit more, but let me just stay with your dad and grandfather for a second. There was some sort of awakening, and I don't really remember the news circumstances of how it was reported or whatever, but there was some moment in time where your dad kind of wasn't in line to kind of take over his dad's ministries and his dad's work. And then he had a change that hit his heart in his life. And I'm curious if you could kind of recount what that was and kind of how that impacted you, because I'm guessing you were a young girl or maybe even a teenager by the time that happened.
You know, I don't think it's ever easy growing up in the spotlight of your parents. Definitely wasn't easy being the son of Billy Graham.
Just I can imagine.
The daughter of Franklin Graham and the granddaughter of Billy Graham. And for a long time, my dad had to figure out who God had called him to be. And in his early 20s, my dad surrendered his life while he was in Israel working and gave his life to Christ up on the Mountain of Olives at the Intercontinental Hotel.
Oh, wow.
And it was at that moment my dad went home back to the United States. He ended up marrying my mom. And he went to school and finished college. And then, you know, God had called him to Samaritan's Purse, and that's a long story in itself. But then, you know, my dad, God gave my dad the vision for Samaritan's Purse and the heart of where to take it. And I look at it, it's not, once again, not about Franklin Graham, but it was this man that I saw his obedience to God's calling on his, in his unique calling on
right,
his,
right.
Apart from being Billy Graham's son. So my grandfather actually came to my dad and asked him to take over the ministry.
Oh, wow.
And at the point, thought maybe he would leave Samaritan's Purse and just come to the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. And my dad said, you know, no, he wanted to lead both. And my grandfather gave him the ability to do that.
Wow, that's great. Well, obviously that has laid a foundation for what you want to be and do for your life. And we'll talk more about that in our next segment. Friends, we are speaking with Cissy Graham Lynch, who not only is the granddaughter of maybe the world's most well-known evangelist, but she's also the wife of an NFL football player. And I'm sure that that life has been very interesting. And she's a mom and now a podcaster and writer and influencer and other things. We're going to visit more with Cissy Graham Lynch on the other side of this break. It's Kevin McCullough. This is Radio Night Live. Don't go anywhere. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, welcome back, live from New York. There's a live shot of downtown New York, as you see, on a very busy Saturday evening, though we are in the midst of reshutting everything down, according to the governors of this region. And what impact that will have, we'll have to wait and see in the days to come. I just pray that they don't shut our schools down. My kids are doing well. Let's not mess around with success here. But welcome back in. Our guest tonight in the Ladies' Lounge is Cissy Graham Lynch, and she has been sharing with us a little bit about her family's background, but we'll get a little more into her story here. Cissy, I'm curious, I've never asked you this, but I'm curious about, as you were growing up, at some point, you had to have a point in time where you said, Jesus is my everything. He can't just be my dad's everything. And I don't think I've ever asked you your story about how that happened. Tell us what it was.
Yeah, growing up in a Christian family, of course, gave my life to Christ and believed in God as my Lord and Savior at a very young age, that most kids do growing up in a Christian home. But as I became a teenager, that my faith had to really become my own. I struggled with addiction for many years. I struggled with an eating disorder for a few years, and I was, as a teenager that struggled with their dad, you know, a teenage daughter struggling with her dad, I had a dad that was gone all the time. He missed out on a lot of life. It was when I was 18 years old, and I took a trip around the world with my dad for 2 weeks, stopping at Samaritan's Purse organizations, and I realized it was there that God really healed my relationship with my dad. I realized what God had called my dad to do, to serve all around the world, helping people in some of their greatest crisis with Samaritan's Purse, which those who are listening who don't know is an international Christian relief organization. And at that moment, God really healed my heart towards my dad. And it was that following year that God healed my heart for addiction and from all that bondage that was carrying me. And that's kind of, I was 18 or 19 that I really got serious and got my life serious and was thankful. I used to resent being a Graham. You know, like, I just thought that was a curse with the last name Graham. And you know what? I had to grow up and realize, you know, yeah, there could be some negative things that come with being a Graham. Some of the pressures that come, some of these preconceived ideas that people have.
Living in a fishbowl to some degree. Yeah.
But you know what? There's a lot of blessings with it. And that's for anybody in life. There's good and bad to everything. And that you have to choose to find the good.
Yeah. Well, there may be people watching or listening tonight that have got a lot of questions about what life is about. We're going to get into what you're doing now with your podcast and some other endeavors. But let's explore your relationship with your husband. You spent a few years being an NFL wife and multiple teams and multiple markets and traveling in the off season and all that stuff. And I've always wanted to ask someone who was in that situation, what is it like? The NFL career doesn't seem to be one, at least in professional sports, that lasts a long time. In fact, I think most NFL players only get a couple or three good years and then they're moving on to other things. But it is a sport that has some degree of controversy. Even this year, some teams have some audience in the stands and some people have none. They've gotten very political in what they've done with messaging over the last couple of years. And I'm just curious, as your husband was quite a player. I mean, I didn't really understand his career until I went back and looked at the school that he went to and then realized that he was always an overachiever for his size and speed and kind of where he came from. But what was that stage of life like for you?
You know, the NFL was awesome. I loved it. God blessed us beyond our imagination at a young age for my husband to live out his dreams. But it was hard. And I think that was the hardest mission field we had ever been on. You know, for to be married and your spouse's job is on the line every day. The NFL is only glamorous if you're at the very top 1% athlete. For us, that where every
your
day
your last name is Breeze, Peyton, or
exactly. So that just wasn't our life. Every day, his job was on the line, and you know, it was a hard. The locker room, can be a terrible place. And it's an evil business, I say, is the NFL. You know, he would go one time and he was fired on like national television one time when he was on, HBO Hard Knocks, right? So it's a hard way of life. And especially as Christians, they were always watching you. They wanted to know, what you believed and why you believed it. And if you would stand firm on that. And that's where Corey came to. You know, Corey set his life apart in the NFL. He didn't drink. He didn't have foul language. And they wanted to see in those hard moments, like when he was fired or if he was injured, was his God still his God? And they didn't always like Corey, maybe some of his teammates, but they always respected him because he never wavered to the left or to the right.
What was the biggest challenge for you as a wife who watched him endure that? And I know that if he's playing on a team that's out of market, you don't even get him at home for very much of that particular year.
I grew up, like I just earlier said, with a dad gone all the time. So with a husband gone and busy, that saved me. You know, when wives would complain during training camp that they would be gone for 2 weeks, I was like, come on, take the blessings of the NFL. You don't get to complain that your husband's gone for 2 weeks when you look at our military and these men gone for a year at a time. So that never bothered me. I think the hardest part maybe came after the NFL when he was fired and that job that you love and was just taken away in an instant. You know, he got hurt in practice and 2 hours later was on a plane and we never went back. We never saw our friends again. He never got another paycheck. He never would set foot on another football field.
Wow.
And I think that was the hard thing as a wife to watch afterwards and to deal with. It took me a long time to deal with that. When things don't end on your own terms, it can be very difficult process.
I think my bride would attest to that. In the media world, it is not always a kind place. You were talking about the evil business of the NFL. We're speaking with Cissy Graham Lynch, and she is very actively involved to this day in her grandfather's organization, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association and Samaritan's Purse. She travels the world on their advocacy and business, but she's also been called to something else of her own. And when we come back, we're going to talk about why she started a thing called Fearless and what it's all about. We're very honored to have Cissy in the Ladies Lounge tonight. And if you miss any of it, you can re-stream it, re-watch it at the top of my Twitter feed for free all week. It'll be there all week. And then also get the audio version of the podcast at SoundCloud or iTunes. Just look for Kevin McCullough Radio. It's Radio Night Live. Don't go away. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2 powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60 day risk free guarantee. Go to myburna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. Myburna.com. That's MYB.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A federal judge has ruled that Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Chad Wolf was unlawfully appointed, and his order suspending applications for the Obama-era Deferred Action on Childhood Arrivals program was illegal. Wolf was appointed to the acting director role in November of 2019 and was formally nominated in August for the position, but has not been confirmed by the Senate. Judge Nicholas Garifuss's ruling said that Wolf was never in the official order of succession at the DHS, meaning his ascension to the role of secretary was unlawful. Another tropical storm is churning in the Caribbean Sea and could be taking aim at areas hit hard last week by Hurricane Eta. Tropical storm Iota formed Friday and is expected to strengthen into a major hurricane before approaching Nicaragua and Honduras, bringing strong winds and torrential rains to an area already trying to recover from damage and flooding from Eta. The storm is expected to make landfall Monday evening. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hey, so glad to have you. We are just having a really enjoyable conversation in the ladies' lounge tonight. Sissy Graham Lynch is someone that I met by way of a complete accident. We were at a media junket for a movie in New York at the same time a couple of years ago. And Sissy, before we talk about your podcast, which I want to get into because it's your new passion project and you've been doing it for a while now, and now that you talk behind a microphone on a regular basis about things to people, I want to get your idea of how you like that kind of work. I've been in it for a little while, so I like to get other people's perspectives on it. I want to go back, though, to something that I had forgotten that I wanted to talk to you about, and it was, Mike Pence, who is our vice president, and in my own relationship with him, I can say an honorable and godly man in every interaction I've ever had with him, his family. I just love the Pences. I think they're great people. And even when he debated Kamala Harris in the vice presidential debate, I was struck at what a sincere gentleman he remained to be at all times, even under fire. But he got into a really odd, strange cultural debate that he didn't even intend to be part of a few years ago, a couple of years ago, when it was revealed that he will not have dinner alone with another woman, even if she works for him, even if she's important to his operation or whatever, that he will have a third party join them, but he will not go one-on-one to dinner with another woman. At that time, there were a lot of people that referenced the Billy Graham rule, which was something your grandfather did. And I believe, and you can correct me on the story, but I believe the story was that he would not even ride on an elevator unaccompanied with another woman. Sissy, in this day and age, there is such a pushback from the radical feminists in society. And it kind of blows my mind, because I look at the Pence rule and I hear the story about your grandfather. I kind of shake my head and go, well, that's just silliness, because they're just being careful. They just want to honor their wives, and they're just not setting themselves up for problems. But the feminists in some way have turned that around and said that that's discrimination, for instance, in the Pence situation, against women that may be up for a promotion if he's not willing to meet with them privately to say that. Sissy, you are in the prime of your life, young mom, successful, professional, doing all the things you're doing. You don't strike me as some sort of subjected, you know, put down, controlled woman. What do you say to the feminists who cannot comprehend such chivalry in 2020?
I'm just so thankful for that stand that he took. We look at a time period. If you just want to go to ministry and you look at my grandfather, here was a man that he was never in the spotlight for that issue. We look at this world now, and so many pastors fall, and then we criticize them for their fall. And we look at just men in politics, or even women in politics. We look at the affairs that happen. Yeah. Not originally from the state of North Carolina. You can look at the man who was running against Tillis, Cunningham.
Yeah, that Senate race was driven on this.
But then we criticize them when that does happen. We criticize them if they want to protect their marriages, and then we criticize them when they do fall from their marriage. So I'm just so thankful, because I think in a world that we live in, we can't protect our hearts, we can't protect our marriages well enough. You know, like,
too
we
much.
Do everything we can to protect that,
yeah.
to protect those relationships, because the enemy is so powerful. And as Christians, he'll do anything he can to destroy a person's good name and for them to fall. So how thankful I am. And for the feminists out there, it's just one more thing they have to complain about. I'm so thankful that that would be a man that would respect me enough, you know, to have somebody else in the room. I'm like that. I have found myself in a position, maybe going to lunch, how it ended up because other people bailed with a man, and I can't go. Hmm. Why would I show up at a lunch? Because what would that show somebody else that came up, might not know the whole story, and saying, where's Corey, my husband? You know, if they saw me out and about and said, right. Hey, Sissy, with that other man. So we as in this country cannot, or in this world, and especially as Christians, can't protect our hearts and our relationships hard enough.
Let me ask you this, and we've only got a couple of minutes for the next break, but this is really important. Having said that, in this day and age, it seems as though you and I can sit here and explain that, and we understand it, and it makes sense to us. And it's almost as though if one of those feminists were at the table with us, they would not even be able to. It'd be like we were speaking Japanese, because the nerve endings and the sensory receptors that even grasp the importance of that just don't exist.
And I know for those who are listening, might not know what I'm talking about, but for Christians, I want my kids to be unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. In this world, it is going to be hard. And I could choose to be fearful and worry, but instead, I want to equip my children for the days to come.
Yeah, that's well said. All right, take a break. The final segment with Sissy Graham Lynch, and we'll come right back. It's the Ladies' Lounge. It's Radio Night Live. It's Calvin McCullough. Don't go away.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
All right, Kevin McCullough, Sissy, thanks for taking the time to be with us tonight. It's fun to get to know new people and to have them introduced to the audience. And friends, if you did miss any of this conversation, go back and get the podcast or watch the stream. Totally free. We never put it behind a paywall. We just want to make it available. You grew up the daughter of Franklin Graham, the granddaughter of Billy Graham. You married an NFL football player. What did you want to do when you were a kid?
I'm trying to figure that out.
Did you have anything specific that you kind of always saw yourself doing? Maybe even before that kind of radical 18, 19 year old experience that you had where you kind of like zeroed in on God's plan for you. What were your other dreams and goals? And do you feel like you're doing them?
I'm still trying to figure that out. What I'm, 34 years old and figuring out what God's like. But at a young age, I always loved politics at like 15 years old. I went to Liberty University, which can be a very political school, and then I transferred to go to a very secular school. That's a whole different conversation for another day. But I thought I was going to go to Capitol Hill, start with an internship, and just work my way up. I got married at a young age. I ate many of my words. I thought I would not get married till I was 30. Got married at 21. And I felt like my dreams had to be put on halt because I served my husband and his dreams coming true and living in the NFL. So it just took me a while to figure out, like you said, I'm the granddaughter of Billy Graham, the daughter of Franklin Graham, the wife of an NFL player. Now I'm a mom. I had all these identities, but what was mine? What did God call me to do? And in the last couple of years, I've had this passion for women. Just this week, I've had so many women with concerns and fearful that I've wanted to strengthen women especially, but all Christians, to have a fearless faith in a compromising culture, to know what you believe and why you believe it. The Bible says that those who know their God will be able to stand in strength and take action. I want people to be able to stand in strength, not fearful, and to be able to take action in those days that we'll be called to do so. So that's been my heart lately, and God has opened up. You know, sometimes as women, I think we can say our dreams didn't come true, but I think it comes in seasons. And Michelle Bachman told me one time, Sissy, women can have it all. We just can't have it all at the same time. And a lot of people would argue that. But I look at Michelle Bachman, if you don't know her story, it's an incredible story of getting married, had five children, 20 foster children, law school, wonderful career, congresswoman, ran for president, incredible career. And Hollywood will say, we also have to choose. They've kind of, in the name of feminism, say, we can do it all, do it all, do it all. But then they say, no, you can't do it all because you can't have children and have a career.
Right.
Look at that conversation that so many have had in abortions because they said if they hadn't had abortions, they wouldn't have a career. Well, wait a minute. I thought you said our children can, our girls can do whatever they want. But then they say we can't. So I want in this world, I want especially young moms, I want women, but all Christians to know that what they believe and why they believe it, to stand in strength and take action and live with that confidence.
That is so important. And I think as the father of a very young girl, only 5 years of age, all the rest of my kids are boys. I need more people like you out there doing what you're doing to help infiltrate the conversation. I think it's one thing for the Christian subculture to make good entertainment and have, good concerts and do all the stuff that the Christian subculture has done for a while. But I think we need more Christians, invading the culture at large and using what we know and who we are and the skill sets that we have, to make an impact that goes beyond that. Because I think that the culture to some degree, this is kind of a theological concept, but I think the culture is to some degree restrained when Christians live their faith strongly. And I think it's let down a little bit when the church goes soft. And I know there's been a lot of conversations in my house with my bride and a lot of her friends. They're thinking about getting a Concerned Women chapter going in the area where we live. There's not one currently, but there's an angst. There's a groaning to have more of society at least hold back the evil so that the good can prevail a little bit longer. If you're a student of the Bible, you read all the way to the end, you know it gets worse before it gets better. But that doesn't mean we just have to welcome it and rush it, to its fulcrum right now. So that's my thought on that. And I'm thankful for what you're doing. So your podcast, you didn't really see this directly, but the Fearless Podcast is that new passion that you're doing. Highs and lows of that. What do you like best about it? What do you not like so much about it?
Well, to go back just to finish that statement earlier, because I just got excited and I didn't finish it. I wanted women to know that our dreams can come in seasons.
Right.
And even though we have to put something on pause, it doesn't mean God can't give it to us later, because I'm getting to do a lot of fun stuff now that I love, that even though I didn't quite make it to Capitol Hill in the way that I thought I did, I'm allowed to be a voice in politics in different ways that God's provided that I didn't plan. So I wanted to say that. But with Fearless, what I like about it all, do you know what? I get really nervous sometimes doing Fearless, and I'm supposed to be fearless. I'm not used to interviewing people all the time because, like you, you're interviewing me. So the thought of like, oh man, I got to really ask them a good question or something, I can get nervous. So it sounds like an oxymoron. But what I've enjoyed about is like emboldening people to be like, to think about it. You know, culture will tell us we have to believe it one way. Even the church, like you said, has become soft in some issues. I think there's a lack of a fear of God, and the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. The Bible says he didn't give us a spirit of fear, but at the end of that verse, it says, but of a sound mind. And how do we have a sound mind? It's to know God's word. To know God, he will give us the strength. And I want people, I grew up with, of course, with my dad, Franklin Graham. So it runs in like my blood to not be ashamed of the gospel. Like I got pretty thick skin, but I want that mother that has to go to a PTO meeting and strength and fight for her children's education. Because I have so many moms that will email me and say, I you know, they sent my kid in kindergarten home with a book about homosexuality in kindergarten. What do I do? And I want to strengthen those moms and give them the courage of what they should do. So it's been fun, but as fun as fearless, I've enjoyed the people who've been following, who've encouraged me along the way. And I hope we just want to talk about cultural subjects because these aren't such social issues or political issues that we're facing. These are biblical issues that I feel like the church has failed to talk about. And talk about them.
That's true. And if people want to subscribe and find it, how they go? Where do they go?
Anywhere you can find podcasts, it's on all the platforms: SoundCloud, iTunes.
Sissy Graham Lynch, Fearless, the podcast. Look for it. Sissy, we're out of time. Thank you for being with us. Please come back and keep fighting a good fight and doing all that you're doing. We so appreciate it.
Well, thank you for your voice, Kevin. And once again, I always enjoy being with you and joining your show.
All right. Kevin McCullough, my final thought for this Saturday night is next. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Well, welcome back. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. It's been a busy, busy week. It's been a busy night, and I'm so glad that more and more of you are checking us out on Twitter and on SoundCloud and on Parler. I just have to say the explosion of those of you joining us on social media has just really taken me by surprise over the last couple of weeks. We are pushing right at 100,000 followers on Twitter now. I'd love to see Parler and some of the others kind of reflect those numbers as well. But here's a significant thing. Our SoundCloud, we're nearing a million podcast listeners. I would love to be able to just surge past a million soon. So thank you for those of you that have been with us doing that as well. And I want to say a big thanks to Sissy Graham Lynch for spending this hour with us. She is such a treasure of a person, and she's not an evening person. She doesn't like staying up late. The fact that she did is meaningful. And I so appreciate the stand that she and Corey and their family take for the cause of truth. I appreciate her dad for what he does by way of helping those that are in really tough times all over planet Earth with Samaritan's Purse and, of course, what they do with the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. If you've not helped us yet for CSI, friends, we need your help. We are less now than 30 people away from rescuing all 192 women and children, slaves, that we have the chance to. If you have not done so, please call 888-342-1010, or you can go to csi-usa.org. You can click on the place that has my picture, and when you do that, you can go to a whole page and get all kinds of questions answered about the Slave Liberation Program. But if you have not done it yet, $250 liberates a slave for life, but it also gives them a brand new life. It gives them the bag of hope. It gives them the she-goat that they can start their little micro-enterprise with. It gives them tarps and blankets and grain for the coming year and seed for the ensuing year, enough to get them through 2 years' worth of food, basically. It just does so much for them. And if you have not yet heard us talking about it, keep listening in the days to come, because there's going to be more of those opportunities coming up. And I want to thank my new sponsor tonight. I'm so excited to have the Byrna people on board with us. The Byrna HD launcher, it looks like a 9mm gun. It fires a 68 caliber round of chemical irritant that will disable an attacker at up to 60 feet away. That's if you're watching on the stream or on TV, that's how big it is. It comes out of this at 300 feet per second. When it hits the attacker mid-chest, it just disables them. They can't see. They can't breathe freely for a few minutes, and it gives you time to do what is necessary to save your life and to be super, super smart in that situation. So Byrna, MyByrna.com, MyByrna.com. No permit, no background check, none of that necessary. And this, I don't go anywhere without it. Keeps you safe. You'll always be safe because of that. And thank you to Brian and the great Byrna team for keeping us all safe in these troubling times. MyByrna.com, MyByrna.com. I'm Kevin McCullough. That's it. This went way too fast. We'll do it all again next Saturday.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
ATR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.